Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pistol players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The Twisted Tuesday continues. Our boy Mo Khan stepping up and in. Rick Saratella on the radar. We've got Australian Open tennis. Last night we talked about liking Djokovic, and the Joker got it done as an underdog. And, of course, it was an epic, epic match. It went over the 40 and a half. But we got women's action going on right now that we've got our eye on. And Swiatek won the first set, but Navarro's battling back here in the second. I actually have Swiatek in a parlay with the men. So let's check in with the scores here right now. It's 3-2, whatever. So Navarro's down 3-2 in the second. She lost the first set. Swiatek is actually now 66-1 on the money line. For the hardcores, if you're laying it down, you've got the mixed doubles, Cash and Glasspool. And Krywitz and Puetz going at it right now. And a little mixed doubles action. But we've got that the men's coming up as well, Cam, that we talked about last night. This is what I ended up parlaying. I took Swiatek, parlayed with Ben Shelton and Yannick Sinner. And it's not a great price. It came down to like minus 163 or something like that, 164. So I got a three-team banger, three-player banger for minus 164. Not great odds, but Swiatek was a massive favorite. And I do expect Shelton and Sinner both to win tonight.
With you 100%. I think Shelton will take it done. Sonango's good, but Shelton is a better player right now, and he's playing great tennis. As for Sinner, he's going up against Alex de Minaur, who is Australian and playing very good tennis, but he's also played a lot of games, Gabe, and Sinner's just an absolute beast, one of the best in the world, if not the. You could say, like, he is the top notch, and I know you wish you got better on your parlay. I like it, and Djokovic right now for that semifinal match is a $160 against Zverev. That should be an absolute epic beast of a match. And kudos to us last night and your boy Mateus for taking the Joker. His fitness was good and he got it done. Djokovic looks great, Gabe.
Yeah, Alcaraz. I like Alcaraz. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to say Alcaraz is too much of a nice kid or something, but I don't know if he needs a little bit more. I don't know if he needs to hate to lose. I don't know if he needs to hate to lose a little bit more, but if you're Alcaraz, you know, you want to start to get this thing going a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Joker, like I said, I brought it up last night. Djokovic had beaten them three to last four times that they played, and now that's four to last five times they played. It's got a little bit of that Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes thing going. Like, Alcaraz is losing a Joker when it counts the most. All right, we got Rick Saratella ready to roll. We got a lot of football talk with Rick Saratella. Let's do this thing. to kick off the National Football League. We're down to the final four. Let's do this thing. Let's bring in Rick Saratella, allaccessfootball.com, the founder of the NFL Draft Bible and more. Rick, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for stepping up and in. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, all pumped up, man. We got playoff football. We got national championship. We got 3 months to the draft. It's a great time to be alive.
Let's start off with the national championship, actually. The Ohio State Buckeyes, who many thought had the best roster coming into the season, close it out, win the national championship. Numerous players on their team will be, will be impact players in a National Football League. But I thought if there was one player that sort of helped himself a lot last night to remind people that, hey, I'm a quarterback too, was Will Howard. I mean, he couldn't have played any better, Rick. The accuracy, the big throws, the throw with the game on the line to Jeremiah Smith, the all-or-nothing play, the play call from Chip Kelly and Ryan Day had to be executed, and Howard pulled it off. Listen, I never really thought much of Will Howard in the big picture of things, but you got to tip your cap and say, listen, this kid just played elite football at the highest level in the biggest game of the year.
Big throws, pocket passer, strong arm, clutch plays, big platform, tons of experience. At what point do you start thinking about Will Howard in the National Football League draft? I mean, it's a thin draft. I think at some point on day two, you're thinking about, hey, if I like that style, that pocket passer that can make all the throws, you're thinking about Will Howard. And I'll tell you another thing, Gabriel Morenci, I liked Riley Leonard, man. Minus all the big play weaponry and the two-headed monster backfield attack, Riley Leonard, I thought, looked poised. He came out of the gates gunning. He was under control. And listen, he just didn't have the big play threats, and maybe there's some limitations with the arm strength. But I think Riley Leonard is a guy who could play in the National Football League for a decade as a backup, work the short to intermediate parts of the field. And you look at the way his dual threat mobility, he had like 17 carries, maybe 40, 50 yards rushing. When he needs to move the chains, he can. So I think both Will Howard, Riley Leonard, two guys I'm looking forward to down there at the Senior Bowl.
One thing about Riley Leonard too, there's the criticism of, while he can't throw the football very well, and he threw the ball at Duke a little bit more. And as you just stated, listen, that Great House kid really stepped up in this football game last night, right? So they, Notre Dame has a target moving forward a bit. But if there was a weakness to Notre Dame's roster, Rick, it was their wide receivers, right? They just don't have the big play capability. So with people talking about, oh, Notre Dame can't throw the ball, I don't think that's all on Riley Leonard that they can't throw the ball.
Well, I thought when in the second half you saw him have to throw the ball, he was accurate down the field. And Bo Collins, let's be honest, if he was on Ohio State, he's not even seeing the field, okay? He's their top receiver on Notre Dame. So, I like Riley Leonard. I think both of those guys are going to have an opportunity down there in Mobile. And I want to say Quinshon Judkins, this guy had 3 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns in the college football playoffs. He can do it all. You saw him receive, catch the ball, miss the tackle, slip, slide. Boom, down the field, first down, touchdown. This guy, not only that, he blocks. Did you see 2 games ago in the playoffs, he put somebody on his ass blocking for his Henderson. Both of those guys, Henderson and Judkins. I like these guys.
I like Judkins a lot as well. Very aggressive. He was actually one of the – it's funny, like Caleb Downs, who was also a transfer portal player from Alabama, and Judkins from Mississippi, they were kind of like leaders on this team. Like, you know what I mean? Like an emotional spark. Judkins was always, like, on the sidelines, really fired up, very, very vocal. And speaking of Caleb Downs as well, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle when you're a safety, but this guy made some really, really big plays for them. Like, I don't think they win the championship in the big picture without Caleb Downs and another player that should be a really good player in the National Football League.
Well, I'm telling you, this Ohio State team is just loaded. You got Jeremiah Smith on offense. You got Downs on defense. Both of these guys are going to probably be top 5 selections. So Ohio State's not going anywhere. I'm sure they'll go find themselves a quarterback in the transfer portal and reload and be back in contention. And I know they got the odds out for the 2026 national championship already. The college football landscape is changing. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. But man, Ohio State is loaded. Notre Dame, it kind of went the way we saw it. Like, they can keep it close. They just didn't have the firepower to have that big play threats and get chunk yardage when they needed it.
You know what's crazy? We've always had, like, the future championship odds. You know, those are up all year immediately following the championship game. But in the old days, Rick, it used to be a big deal. The Golden Nugget of Las Vegas would release point spreads for, like, the college football games of the year, like all the big college football games on the upcoming schedule. And they would do that in, like, June. And it would be a big deal. Oh, you know, the Golden Nugget lines of the year, games of the year, and the lines are coming out. There's a line up already right now for Ohio State and Michigan. That game's next November. For the record, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Guys are 8.5-point favorites. You got point spreads up for all the week one game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're breaking it down with Rick Saratella. So, Rick, what did you think of Ben Johnson deciding to take the Chicago Bears job?
Well, you know, sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't make. And in this case for Tom Brady, I think he dodged a bullet. And I think Ben Johnson maybe didn't want to be in that shadow of a Tom Brady. But also, I'm looking at it like, how are you giving this guy $15 million plus a year? Are you kidding me? Honestly, I thought Ben Johnson was a big reason why the Detroit Lions lost that NFC playoff game. I thought he got a little bit too cute and fancy. He thought he was on the big
having
stage.
Williams throw the ball, bro, was like, that's unexcusable.
Yeah,
like, you're down by 10 with 10 minutes left. Your season's on the line, and you're moving the ball. You got a little moment. You're moving the ball, and you run that play.
You're going deep into your bag of tricks like, hey, look at me. I'm on the big stage. I'm going to be okay. I got a job waiting for me. And I thought he cost the Lions. You know, look at Cliff Kingsbury. He said, you know what? I'm going to wait until after the playoffs to interview with teams. You want me to be your head coach? You wait until we're done. Ben Johnson's out here interviewing with X, Y, and Z. Hey, you know what? Listen, I think Ben Johnson cost the Detroit Lions. I'm not a big fan giving an unproven guy a top five salary in the head coaching ranks. Get out of town. I hope it works with him. You know, he better have I know he's got a big ego, but he better have a way of coddling a Caleb Williams, because he needs not only physical tools and coaching up, but a mental coaching aspect element with the guy like that as well. And I think it's a very delicate situation with the Caleb Williams, who's now going to be on, what, 3 or 4 signal callers now as he starts his second season. That's a recipe for disaster, folks.
For me, it's more, and I don't have a problem. I don't have any. I think Caleb will be fine as long as it's not a circus around him. But just because, you know, and listen, Ben Johnson, as you stated, he was the, you know, he always thought he was the smartest guy in the room, always, you know, pushes the chips in with the trick plays and this and that. There was a time and place for it. But, you know, I've always been kind of baffled by it in a way, Rick, like the NFL's process in which teams just repeat the same mistakes over and over. Now, just because you're a good coordinator doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach. You know what I mean? And there's always this sort of, oh, this coordinator, and it's just next in line always when you're a coordinator. And being a head coach of an NFL room is really more about, like, the attitude of the team, running the room, kind of instilling a little bit of fear, but also respect, you know what I'm saying? Like McDaniels. I think McDaniels is a smart guy, but I think McDaniels is born to be a coordinator. I don't think a guy walking around with khakis and just his attitude and stuff is going to put, like, scare players enough. You know what I mean, Rick? Kyle Turley once told me, I said, imagine, like, Rex Ryan was up for a job once, and I asked Turley, I said, I imagine you'd like Rex, eh, and play for Rex. And he goes, I love Rex. I've had drinks with him. But he goes, Rex, his teams aren't disciplined. He goes, Rex is too much of a fan. He's yelling at the refs all the time. And it's true. Look at Rex's team. When he was coach of the Bills, we led the league in penalties, right? People are like, Rex ain't going to get mad at me. He's too busy, like, yelling at the ref himself, right? You've been around coaches. You need to have a little bit of fear, at least in the room with the players.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a guy like Dan Quinn, who had to go and have some humble pie, go and be a defensive coordinator for a couple years, and then get his chance again, I think you're seeing that kind of come to fruition now about learning from past experiences. And maybe a guy like Steve Spagnuolo, who gets no interviews, who's been a head coach previously.
It's pretty wild, yeah.
You know, and he doesn't even get mentioned, right? And I just find it fascinating. You're right. Everything is about the new flavor of the week. Who's the young, hot, up-and-coming name? I think there's something to be said. You know, listen, say what you want about Raheem Morris. I thought he did a pretty good job in Atlanta this past season. And he was a guy that had to bide his time and wait patiently. And I think the Falcons are going to be better for it. So I think, you know, there's a million ways to skin a cat. I think there's been two or three head coaching vacancies filled, and we've got quite a few handful to go.
All right, so looking at Washington and Philadelphia, can Washington Cinderella story continue all the way to the Super Bowl? Listen, there's a couple of potential Super Bowl rematches here, right? With Philadelphia, Kansas City, Washington, and Buffalo going back to 1991. Rick, as well, which Buffalo and Washington fans would clearly take at this stage. The Commanders are getting 6 points against Philadelphia. What are your thoughts on the NFC Conference Championship game? Who do you like?
You know, the Commanders are just too young to not know what they don't know. I have a tough time going against Philly at home, though. They're just built for this situation. Jaden Daniels' time is going to come. I know Hurts has been a little bit shaky, a little bit banged up. They're giving him some good medicine. I saw him on those post-game interviews all giddy. Whatever he's taking, it must be some good stuff. Give me Philadelphia in a close one. This game could go either way, though.
Yeah, you know, the home field advantage should make a difference. Philadelphia, I always find, like, they're not invincible, but they're hard to beat, and they just do enough to win, right? They're going to make the play that they have to. It's very KC-like. They're going to, you know, they if it's third and six, they get seven. If they, you know what I mean? If everybody's covered, Hurts is going to find a way to run for it. And then, really, you've got Saquon Barkley, who's just been, you know, carrying his football team with the big runs. And Washington are a little bit vulnerable to that. Should be a fun game, and it wouldn't be a surprise if this game is super close, though, guys. And you get the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs again. Buffalo have been able to beat them in the regular season routinely, but they've fallen short in the playoffs against Kansas City. It's, you know, being a lifelong Bills fan, I sort of get the feeling I can see this. You can see it with the team. It's a different Bills team. There's a different edge to this team right now. Do you think they can finish this off and beat the Kansas City Chiefs and the referees?
Yeah, that's the X factor. And every time I pick against the Chiefs, it's those damn refs that do me dirty. Now, I wouldn't advise putting money against the Chiefs because of that factor, but I'm going with the Bills. Circle the wagons. I'm feeling something magical like you. I think it's a mystical, magical carpet ride in Buffalo. I really like the way they're trending. I don't see how they can be stopped, except for the referees now. But give me Josh Allen. I liked how they beat the Chiefs earlier in the season. I think they also beat the Lions. I know it's difficult to beat the same team twice. regular season, postseason, but Buffalo is on a trajectory for a magic.
Everybody's just stepping up. Von Miller with the big plays. People don't talk about James Cook in the ground game. Josh Allen won't be denied. Rick Zeratella, allaccessfootball.com. Check it out. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Thanks to Rick Zeratella for joining us on the program. I am Gabriel Moretti, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. The Vancouver Canucks, Elias Pettersson, has just scored for the Canucks. The Vancouver now up 2-1 after spotting the Sabres an early goal. Or I should say the Sabres scored with 2 minutes left in the first period, the first goal of the game. But as I was saying, and a lot of times you see that when a team gets shut down in the first period, they score early in the second period, and Vancouver have scored twice. So they're up 2-1 right now. The Panthers are up 3-2. Still on the Ducks right now, so we've got some goals being scored in that game. 6.5 left in the second period to play. Meanwhile, the Capitals are up 3-2 on the Oilers with 5 minutes left in the game. NBA basketball. The Wizards have been hanging around with the Lake Show so far tonight, getting 13.5 points, but the Lakers have just gone on a run. They're up 45-35. They're currently laying 12.5 right now. The total is 220.5. And we got a super high number, 258.5, a track meet right now in a Mile High City, 84-71 for the Nuggets with 9.5 left in the third quarter of play. So they're up to 155 points in-game total, 258.5. UCLA are hanging on over Wisconsin. We gave the over 142. It easily sailed over the number. It's 81-76 right now with a 140 left. 11-11 early, BYU-Colorado. We don't have any action on that. We do have the Washington Huskies plus the 13 against the Ducks. Washington are up 17-11. We got the over 146. It's 141.5 right now. And UNLV and Wyoming are tied at 9. Mo Cotto will join us in a couple of minutes. So let's get to Cam Stewart's golf picks this week. We already had Brady Cannon on the show. The Atlanta Drive won the TGL tonight, but we got the Farmers Insurance Open from Torrey Pines. Let's rock. What do you got, Cam?
Yeah, Gabe, it's going to be a great tournament this week, and we talked to Brady about it. A lot of guys with great histories there, and I like what you were saying about Hideki. I have him for a top 10, but we'll get into the picks right now. Let's start things off. Brady and I both had one guy similar, Keegan Bradley. Keegan Bradley, we talk about Ryder Cup captain. This guy's got game, and he's playing really, really well. And Brady's right. He's going to play his way onto the team. He wants to earn it himself, and he can. He's playing great golf this year, consistently in the top 10. Jason Day, Gabe, we have a blast from the past at the Aussie Open here. Jason Day almost won last week when Sepp Straka won. Most underrated guy going. Great tournament by Sepp Straka. But Jason Day was in the mix. And right now, I think he's there at that price at 28-1. And he's also won twice at Torrey Pines before. A couple other guys that I have on my list. Good prices. Brady and I have the same guy. Aaron Rye, top in driving accuracy on the PGA Tour. A couple Ryan Gingers at, what do we got here? 55-1. Forgot about my buddy, Max Gracerman. Almost won last week. He was right there at the top, finished sixth. All he does, top 10, six. This kid is the next deal, Gabe, I'm telling you. And at 28-1, I don't want to be off him when he wins. He's a very, very good player. Jägerbomb, close to me before with a top three, 65-1. And this guy from the European Tour, I told you guys about Nicholas Norgaard. He finished fourth last week when Ty Hatton won. He's 90-1, bringing his show to America. Four Danes in the top 20 last week. Nicholas Norgaard is the most underrated of them all. Now we're going to talk about top 10s. Ludvig Åberg, top 10. He is the favorite in the tournament. I'll take him plus 120. Gabe, your guy, Hideki, this guy can win the tournament, but for a top 10, plus 140. Zalatoris, getting close. Not sure if he's going to win, but I love him for a top 20 at plus 120. Shane Lowry, the Irish Bear, you mentioned him. Good in the TGL, also great at this track. What does he do? Hit it straight. Bombs the ball. It's all about his putter, plus 150. Taylor Pendrith is playing great golf. The Canadian is plus 150 for a top 20. Will absolutely love this course due to his length. And Taylor Moore finished 11th last week. Top 20, plus 310 is an incredible number for one of the most underrated players in America. I got a couple first-round leaders for you too, Gabe, on both courses. We're playing Torrey Pines North and Torrey Pines South. So guys that I have on my list right now, I have Mark Hubbard in the cupboard. Actually, who else do I have here, Marenzi? Let me see here. I have a few other guys here on the top. You guys have first leaderboards or no? Or else I'm just going to go off the top of my head here. We have Mark Hubbard at 40-1. Sam Ryder's on the Storm at 55. I like him as well. And that's actually those are the outrights there. And first round leader, what else do we have? Oh, yeah, so thank you. Charlie Hoffman, 50-1 for first round leader. Rye, 35. Keegan Bradley is 25. And on the South course, Thomas Dietrich at 35, Hubbard at 40, and Sam Ryder at 55. I apologize, guys. I wasn't sure. But the top three guys are on the North course, and the bottom three, Gabe, are on the South course. Two courses for the opening round. Let's rock.
All right. There's Cam's Farmers Insurance golf picks. I like that Shane Lowry price, top 20, plus 150. Great price. Yeah, 45-1. He is in really good current form. Played really well on the DP Tour. Looked good at the TGL 2 weeks ago. So 45-1 catches my eye. Keegan Bradley, definitely one of those hipster trendy picks this week, though.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. A lot of action going on tonight for a Tuesday night in the late night hours. College basketball getting ready to take center stage now with the National Football League season winding down. It's crazy to believe that there's only three NFL games left. We got the two games this weekend and then, of course, the Super Bowl. I've said this before. And listen, the National Football League makes like $20 billion a year, so they don't really need my advice with anything. But I don't understand why, and it's strange to me that if you look at the National Football League, especially now in the modern NFL under Goodell over the last couple of years, I mean, we're playing games on Fridays in Brazil. We're playing on Wednesdays, on Christmas. We have playoff games on Monday Night Football. For the love of God, like, why wouldn't you have, and I've been saying this for a couple of years now, why wouldn't you make one conference championship game on Saturday and the other game on Sunday instead of having them both on Sunday? And then you would have football all weekend because people want to see football. And who cares? There's no advantage. Like, dude, there's a stupid bye week anyways. Ooh, they've got 14 days to 13 days. Yeah, whatever. like, you know what I mean? If you're crying about that at that point, it's like you got a problem. You're worried. You know what I mean? You got bigger problems than worried about, oh, there's 14 to 13 days. It's like, yeah, whatever. So no one cares. No one cares about that. I find it strange. Like, and especially the NFL, like they're leaving this Saturday open. And the NFL is all about owning everything all the time. So it's baffling to me that they give up this Saturday. We bring in Mokonda right now, TSN statistician, former wide receiver, play-by-play voice in the CBL. Good to see you, Mo. And I was just saying, I don't understand how the NFL, they want to be on TV all the time. Why they don't just put one of the conference championship games on Saturday and the other one on Sunday. And just freaking rotate every year with the AFC and the NFC, whatever. One team gets, you get to 14 to 13 days in between games, Mo. Who cares? It's not like it's an advantage. I don't understand why they don't do it, considering we have freaking playoff games on Monday night right now.
I mean, it makes sense, guys, right, to do it on a Saturday, Sunday. But you get a bigger TV number on a Sunday than you would on a Saturday. So that's why they prefer to have that type of format. But then you're going to have the argument.
I think the NFL's too big to fail, Mo.
I agree, people would watch
on a Saturday.
Sure.
Like other leagues, it's like, but no, with them, it's like, not really. Put it on Saturday night, you're going to have 48 million people watching.
For sure. But now, you know, now the thing is, though, guys, right, with the NFL pretty much hogging all of January for playoff football, the college football game of Monday lost its luster, right? So does college football go maybe on the Thursday? Because those four games we had over the weekend were fantastic, and Notre Dame, Ohio State became a back burner topic for those watching that game on Monday night. So I think for the NFL, if you go Saturday, Sunday, it can work. But the question now is that are you going to open it up for bidding? Because remember, guys, they opened up for Amazon. They opened up for Peacock. They got a lot more money from those streaming services to work with. So you never know. The NFL in 3 years can reopen that TV contract that they signed 2 years ago and get more money out of it because of what they're doing so far with the current TV number.
Years ago, this is when Kyler Murray was still in college. I remember it was the first time they played on New Year's Eve. And ESPN told the college football playoff committee, listen, this is a bad idea. Like, we really should not be playing these games on New Year's Eve. It's going to hurt. And the head of the committee told them people would watch college football if their houses were on fire on the 4th of July. And ESPN suits were like, yeah, we'll see about this. Like, they got into an argument with them about it. And the numbers were not good on New Year's Eve. And like you just said, Mo, there was a buzz amongst the alumni of these teams. Like, it was a hot ticket. It was like $2,000 to get to the stadium, which is unheard of, actually. You know, so props to Notre Dame and Ohio State fans. But nationally, there was no buzz about it, right? There just wasn't. And you're playing on a Monday night. It's so too drawn out that, it used to be Monday night the 9th or the 8th. Now it's the 20th. And you got the NFL games, which are going to take up all the oxygen in the room. And then on the Monday that you're playing your championship game, everybody's just recapping the NFL games. And then they're like, by the way, there's this college football game tonight. I think your idea is a great idea. You jam it into the Thursday night before. You don't have such a layoff in between the national championship game either. It's too drawn out. You jam it up. And it's sort of like college first, like normal on Saturday, and then NFL. So people will talk about the college football championship game on the Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, going into it or whatnot. And then the NFL could take over. But they did get buried. And for the record, they didn't. The college football committee is also already conceding that it was a bad idea to go up against the NFL with their playoff game. Like, it hurt the college. The NFL won. It hurt the college football numbers that Saturday that they messed with the NFL.
It was also, Gabe, Monday night, Martin Luther King Day, where both leagues and other leagues were playing. The Australian Open, it's supposed to be a standalone game for the kids. And we've talked about this before where, you know what, it's a special thing. They had NBA, NHL, Australian Open tennis. Like, I was looking at a sports card that night.
Well, even NCAA basketball played. Even the NCAA played against
it.
They didn't even step down.
Big mistake.
I thought that actually with the NCAA. I found it interesting. I looked. I'm like, man, you got a bunch of college basketball games going on during the college football playoff game. But the NCAA doesn't control the college football playoff. And in fact, the college football playoff guys hate the NCAA and are at war with them. So the NCAA, I'm surprised, Mo. The NCAA didn't book like Kansas versus like Duke on the same time. You know what I mean? It's like, you guys, all right, we'll see you. You know, you guys want to run your own? Because people don't realize that. Everyone thinks the NCAA. Yeah. The NCAA runs the North Dakota state playoffs. They run the FCS playoffs. Right. They don't have anything to do with this. Like, the powers that be in college football basically said, screw you. We're just going to do our own thing, and what are you going to do to stop us? You can't stop us.
Yeah,
like, the NCAA has zero power over the college football playoffs. None.
Yeah.
They don't book the stadiums. They don't pick the teams. They don't make a cent. And that's another thing. How about that, Mo, with Notre Dame keeping the $20 million? That's
amazing.
Funny how money will always bother people, huh? It's like, you know, they should be playing. And what it really comes down to is, like, Notre Dame got to keep $20 million by themselves. There's your payroll for next year, Mo, if you're Notre Dame.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing is, that idea of independent, remember, they're saying it's going to be extinct, right? You have to join a conference. Well, now you might have teams say, because, look, guys, the reality is college football will become an ASC, NFC style in college football, right? You're going to have teams become independent from each other, try to maximize their value, because – if you're Alabama, Georgia, Texas, USC, whoever, those big brand names, guess how much money you can get if you were independent being a TV rights holder for them? That would be a lot of money for them to go through. But again, if you're Notre Dame, you're win or lose, you still won because you got 20 million reasons to be happy from what you got from that game on Monday night.
And all you got to do is be in the top 12 every year and you're going to make the playoffs. And you don't have to play in a conference championship game. So, like, you have the best of both worlds. You get to keep the money. So to put in context, guys, Notre Dame got $20 million for last night for making it to the championship game. Ohio State gets money as well, but Ohio State has to share it with the Big Ten schools. So like Northwestern, like every Rutgers gets a check. Hell, Michigan gets a piece. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the money. Right,
thanks,
like they got to split. They got to split the money. Meanwhile, Notre Dame are like, you know, it makes people mad. Right. They're like, Notre Dame made $20 million. That's like Ohio State spent 20. Think about that, Cam. All the money Notre Dame's already making from NBC, they're not sharing any money with anybody. Their stadium money, their merchandise money, and now they just got another $20 million check. Like it now,
great
like
call.
It's, and how. How about this, too, that Nick Saban thinks there should be revenue sharing now because it's unfair? Yeah, you never thought it was unfair when, like, you were outbidding people before
exactly.
NIL. But it's comical.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Tired of scrolling through endless sitter profiles on other sites only to get ghosted? For over 20 years, Sitter City has been the go-to resource for parents who want a more personalized, reliable way to find trustworthy sitters and nannies. While other sites flood you with options, Sitter City focuses on bringing you high-quality matches that are the right fit for your family every time. With SitterCity.com, you can find full-time, part-time, or occasional care that meets your specific needs. Every caregiver is ID verified and profiles include real parent reviews, background checks, and specialized experience so you can spend less time searching and more time doing what matters most, spending time with your family. And did you know that many employers include Sitter City as part of their benefits package? In a few clicks, find out if you can get Sitter City free. Getting started has never been easier. Take the guesswork out of finding care so you can breathe easier knowing your kids are in good hands. Visit SitterCity.com today to get the care you need.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
UConn, if they qualify for the playoffs, imagine if they run the table for football. They would get all that money being independent in football as well. So, hey, why not being independent?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not happening. UConn's not happening. It's a miracle. They didn't make the Orange Bowl once or something.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. So as I was saying about Nick Saban, and now he's not coaching, you know, he's got takes on everything. And I do respect him, but one of the reasons why he left, it's the same thing with like Larinaga at Miami. Oh, I just can't deal with his modern stuff. Well, why didn't you leave before the year? Like, if you weren't 4-9, you probably wouldn't have quit, like, if you were winning. And you'd have problems, you know, taking players from FSU before. Now you don't like it that you're losing players or your players want money. But Nick Saban was talking now this week about how, and I'm not going to disagree, only in the sense of the money's getting crazy, right? Like, when Mensah's getting $8 million, the quarterback from Tulane, to go to Duke, I mean, where are we going to be in 5-10 years from now? What, $20 million for a college quarterback? So I understand there's got to be some sort of like, you know, limit to the insanity of it. But Alabama was like the first one, guys. They paid Tua like $1 million. And I remember Saban even told people about it. Oh, our quarterback's getting $1 million because he wanted other people to know you're going to make money if you go there. And Alabama always had an advantage over people before, because of the football aspect of it, because Saban could get you to the NFL, you were going to win games, but more importantly, then Saban even admits it. He goes, I got kids to the NFL, and players would want to play and want to go to the NFL, they'll go to Alabama. Now, with the money, and me and Brent Beard talked about this, guys, Alabama can't keep up. Like, you're going to see as years go on, look, the Big Ten's already won the last two championships. Alabama, the state itself, guys, it's not rich enough. And then you throw in the fact you've got Auburn in here, and people don't realize this because Alabama are more successful on the field, but Auburn are a lot richer than Alabama are. So like, Alabama are up against Auburn. Auburn have deep pockets, man. Like, Steve Jobs, Apple, like, there's a bunch of, like, serious billionaires that have gone to Auburn. Alabama doesn't have that. They used to, and so now Alabama's starting to cry about unfairness and stuff and recruiting and stealing their players. You guys never had a problem taking players from other teams. Right now, it's catching up to you a little bit. So the hypocrisy is pretty big. But college football is the Wild West now. I can't dispute it. I mean, it's getting insane.
You're right, Gabe. Think about Michigan, how much money they have. That institution, like, they're loaded. Like, they have everything, right? Like, the Ohio State, like, yeah, you're right. That's a great point by you. Because Alabama, like, you think about them, but...
Well it really comes down to now, who are your boosters now? Who are your rich alum? Michigan have a passionate base that are putting money in. But as you stated, Mo, exactly. Stephen Ross, one of the richest men in America, owns the Miami Dolphins, but he owns Hudson Yards in New York City, biggest real estate development in U.S. history. But he owns, like, you know, the guy, like, is a serious player. He's a, you know, hell, he didn't hire Harbaugh as coach of the Dolphins because he didn't want to hurt Michigan. that's how much he loves Michigan. He's like, no, I won't hire Harbaugh because I don't want to hurt the Michigan Wolverines. And then he already had a coach when Harbaugh came out. But then he got the other guy, Ellison, who is the owner and the head of Oracle, right?
Wow.
And he's the one, his wife is a Michigan fan and alum, and they were the ones that basically put it over the top and put the money on the table to get Underwood. And now the money's just flowing in from everywhere. But nevertheless, so quickly on that, Mo, the college football season, I say quickly because – I hate talking about Ohio State being good, but props to them. They won the national championship. Good for them.
You know, $20 million bought you a championship. But you know what? They were, look, guys, aside from the hiccups that they had against Oregon and Michigan, you think about that moment, right? That flag planting galvanized that team, and they went on the run and ended up being the national champions, right? Imagine how that was, guys, right, for Ohio State to see what Michigan did to them 2 months ago. But this Ohio State team, downs, you look at Smith, you look at that receiving core, that is a loaded team. And if they can go out there and get themselves another quarterback to work with for next fall, I mean, they could run it back again, guys, because they got some key returns coming back to that roster at the skill positions. And look, they're gonna lose some guys in the D-line, but there's no doubt in my mind that Ohio State will be somewhere in the top five and be in that conversation next fall, that they could be a playoff team and maybe be in the Final Four, maybe be back in the finals as they were on Monday.
It's pretty wild. There's already a point spread for the Ohio State-Michigan game up for next year. Ohio State are 8.5-point favorites at Michigan. So the odds makers just don't lurk. They don't lurk 4 years in a row.
You're going to home dog 8.5 on crack. Click it now.
Michigan points.
they got numbers up already. So Mo, I'll ask you, what did you think of the officiating in the Kansas City and Houston game? Were you with everybody else that thought it was egregious and too one-sided for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Look, Jordan got calls, LeBron got calls, Brady got calls. Like, the idea that, you know, Mahomes paying these referees is nonsensical, guys, okay? It happens. And the reality is that in this situation now, the quarterback position changed in 2008 when Pollard hit Tom Brady in the knee and ended his season. The NFL said, no more of that stuff. We got to protect our prize assets in that position here. And you have to be careful. And the reality is Texas might say, oh, the referees cost the game. Well, the reality is your O-line was terrible all season long. Your defense was inconsistent. C.J. Stroud played better, but he was inconsistent all season long here. So you got to blame the fact that your own infrastructure was not great enough to win that football game on Saturday. So I don't blame the referees. Chiefs have a great defense, but I can't wait for that heavyweight fight on Sunday afternoon when they play the Bills down in KC.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll, like you said, the champions are always going to get some calls here and there. It's always been way with the star quarterback.
The thing about Mahomes,
though, the Texans don't have juice, though, either, guys, right? They don't have a big fan base. They don't have anything. People like Josh Allen. All eyes are on this. Dude, they made Cleet Blakeman the referee, who Patrick Mahomes has his worst record against. They're actually 5-6 straight up with Blakeman. Clearly, the NFL does not want people talking about bias.
No, we don't. And the thing is, though, Mahomes, Gabe, the one point you brought up about the guns, that's 15 yards. He got away. But these guys made mistakes. But I'll give Patrick Mahomes credit for one thing. He knows how to play the game and how to pull the wool over people's eyes. His little tightrope walk. He puts defensive guys in bad positions with things he does. Watch him. He's different than the other guys, right? More like the way he'll duck down and two guys will hit themselves. He knows. He's like a wrestler, Gabe. It's almost like he knows every trick in the book, foreign object, and he knows it's going to get called. So we have to give him credit for being that way. He's slick. It's that simple. He's very slick.
And why wouldn't he? He pushes it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, but why wouldn't you? Right. I mean, you're going to play that game.
Right.
The Texans, one of the hits, though, when the Texans hit each other, he slid down. The Texans didn't even hit him. They actually went helmet to helmet on each other. Yeah. And the referee that called it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Didn't even see it. He was so far away. It's just sort of instinctive with these guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Moretzi. So as we stated, the National Football League has already announced the refereeing crews for this weekend's conference championship games. And as we mentioned, Cleet Blakeman will be the official for the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And everybody thinks that the refs are always on the Chiefs' side, and it often appears to be that way. But in a Patrick Mahomes era, the Chiefs are 5-6 straight up and 4-6-1 against the spread when Cleet Blakeman is the official. Most recently, their 2014 Christmas Day loss to the Raiders last year. So he actually hasn't done a game this year, which I almost feel like is by the Chiefs' request I believe in a conspiracy. I'm like, all right, guys, it's kind of weird. You never got Blakeman, and you know, you don't do well with him.
Yeah.
But there it is. So for the record, so Blakeman, the history with the Chiefs and Blakeman is not one-sided, and I do believe that the NFL chose Blakeman because of this, because they don't want people bitching about this.
And Gabe, the other game, take a look at Hockley's numbers in favor of the Eagles and compared to the Commanders. Like, and that was way out of whack, too. Take a look at that. Like, Hockley and the Eagles are like...
The Eagles are 6-0 straight up and 3-2-1 against the spread with Hockley in the Sirianni and Hurts era. Washington, Washington lost. What did they do? They beat the Saints, and they won against the Falcons. No, they actually won twice with the same crew this year. My bad. So they won twice. They won 2019, and they won. So they're 2-0. So there's not really much to take away there. Hockley is 27-14-1 to the under in career divisional games, although 3-1 to the over this year. Mo, we'll get your picks right now. We've got a couple of minutes here. What do you think? We'll start off Washington Commanders and the Eagles. Can the Commanders pull off one more upset and make it to the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. If they can't stop Jalen Carter, they're going to have problems. And look, Sam Cosmi's out for the year, the left guard, right? And Carter loves devouring those interior linemen, as we saw against the Rams. And I think the key for the Eagles is going to be their front five. Can they establish a running game early? Because, look, Jalen's not going to throw for 400 yards. It's going to be all about the Eagles' running game and what their defensive line does against Jaden Dallas. They have to be disciplined, pass rushing him and keeping him in the pocket and forcing him to make a second, third option look for his passing options out there.
And not to mention, you didn't even bring up Saquon Barkley. The Commanders aren't great against the run either, so they're going to have to sell out literally. That's how I'd be concerned of the Commanders, because you know they're going to know this. They're going to sell out to stop Barkley. And then I think they're going to get burnt. I could see, like, Goddard having a big game over the middle of the field, Mo. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to play one-on-one because they're going to stack the box to stop Bob Barkley. And they're going to say, you know what? We'll pick our poison and make Jalen Hurts beat us.
Yeah, he got hurt against the Commanders. Remember that game out in D.C., right? They were with Kenny Pickett throwing the football.
He gets hurt in every game, this guy.
Yeah,
he's always hurt.
But that was the game that
five turnovers, Omo, too. Five turnovers.
Right, that's true.
A better team now. Gabe brought up a great point. Philadelphia's problem is they want to turn this into like a Barkley, bang, bang, bang. If Washington goes out and they want to turn it into a track meet, Philadelphia, they're going to be in trouble because they want to slow down the game.
And that game turned Washington's season around and got them into that playoff conversation to be that they can believe they can play the big hitters, and now here they are.
So do you think they can cover the point spread, or you got Philadelphia winning by more than six?
You know, I think you know what? I'm going on the limb. I think the Eagles will cover the spread. I really do. I think they can. They have this momentum right now, and that defense, they stuck to their game plan under Fangio. And Vic Fangio is really good at these type of matchups that he has against quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels. I think he comes up with the goods, and I think they do cover the point spread against the Commanders.
You know, the Bills win against the Ravens kind of remind me a little bit of Ohio State and Texas in a sense. If the Ravens were right there on the goal line, they kind of brought it upon themselves and screwed it up. And then the Ravens, you know, should have tied the football game up. And see, that's the thing, though. It would have been tied, and the Bills did have .133 on the clock. So I think the Bills probably would have just went down the field and scored. But nevertheless, it is what it is. But, you know, over the years, the Bills haven't had a lot of playoff luck. From the missed field goal, the Music City Miracle, the 13 seconds. I could go on and on. There's a lot of bad things. Ronnie Harmon years ago dropping a pass in the end zone against Cleveland. Like, there's been a lot of things that have happened to them bad. And I almost get the feeling like suddenly the Bills have good luck on their side, as we saw. I mean, the Ravens did beat themselves a lot last week. They dropped a lot of passes and just, you know what I mean? The Bills won the game, but they also had a lot of luck. We only got 30 seconds, unfortunately, Mo. Who do you got, Buffalo or KC?
I got the Bills. It's all going to be about their defensive line and what Ed Oliver does. Can he harass Mahomes? If he does, Buffalo's going to New Orleans, and you'll see them give live in person in 2 weeks' time.
I got a raise. $10,000 to do so. Hey, other than that, you're on your own later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase